Welcome to Energy is Currency Podcast, the podcast for entrepreneurs who want to learn how to mind their business personally and professionally. Hosted by me, none other than your favorite cat lady, entrepreneur, hustler, hairstylist. I'm thought all things to all people, baby. I'm Lexi. Everybody knows me as Alexis Williams, but when you get to know me, you love me as Lexi, and that's all good. So, how you doing? Welcome to the first episode. It is time to tap into some dope energy. So before I really just give you this whole show, like, let's figure out why we even here. So to introduce, like I said, my name is Alexis. Everybody knows me, loves me as Lexi. And I have been an entrepreneur since I figured out what the word meant. I remember being a kid, and it probably was like elementary school, and I was like, I heard the phrase entrepreneur, and it was like this cool French sound, and it meant that you could be wherever you wanted to be. And I was like, oh, sign me up. I'll have all of that for the rest of my life. And it transitioned beautifully to the hair industry because I saw so many African-American women business owners who really were able to create a dope life for themselves, a creative life for themselves, have a balance of nice cars, family time, and they look good every day. That just, again, sign me up. Where's the dotted line? So I started cosmetology school at 16, graduated at 18 with my diploma and my license, and I was ready to go. I was ready to hustle. Let's do this hair. Let's get this money. Let's live this fabulous life. Like, that was all of the things that I just knew. And at the time, I also was like very serious about school. So I started to put myself through junior college, worked my way up to my associates. Shout out to Armstrong and all the schools I went to, for goodness sake. St. Louis Community College, Armstrong State University, Armstrong Atlantic State University, St. Leo University, where I graduated with my bachelor's and my master's in business. And that probably was my perfect combination between being able to be a creative hairstylist every day, work on my own terms, hang out with my friends, doing hair all the time, doing fun projects, and really learning the market, the economy, business structure, business infrastructure, human resources, legal information. Like, I enjoy the balance between learning and putting it into practice. And that led me to opening my salon. It started with Blush Life Salon from 2014 to 2019. And in 2020, I opened up Headquarters Hair Clinic. And that is a hair loss clinic dedicated to working with people who do not have hair. My path, my energy has always been in this realm. It's always been in taking care of people and making sure that they can have things that they felt like they couldn't have. And I felt like that, especially in business. As an entrepreneur, I love creating solutions. I love diving in and listening to problems and coming up with strategies and action plans and things we can do to actually get it done. I'm proud of that. Which led me to my other businesses, which led me to open up other brands like the Catnips Podcast, where I got to empower trap cat ladies, or like now, Energy is Currency, which is the love child of Blush Biz Management, where I help small businesses get structured, get organized, get up and running, so that once that kind of administrative later workout stuff is done, you can really market and grow your business. I'm here to support the development leading up to that. So that's enough about me and who I am, right? Like I said, I don't know if I said this, but I'm from St. Louis, Missouri, born and raised. I graduated from U City, South Tech as well. And I love the city of St. Louis. That's my home. For the last 12 years, though, I've been living in Atlanta, Georgia, and Savannah, Georgia, all over Georgia. I went to school down in the South, and then I made my way up to Atlanta in 2013. I came here because the industry for Black people was so successful. There were so many opportunities, so many connections to be made, so many ways to just live on your own terms as a Black woman. And I wanted to exploit every moment of that. So that's how Energy is Currency that's who the person is behind it. I'm an Atlanta loving, St. Louis born, hustling hairstylist. And that's just it in a nutshell. So I hope that you can hear what I'm saying to you and understand that I built my business off of wanting to create this dope life for myself while understanding the actual market in the world that I live in and being able to navigate them seamlessly. So energy is currency is going to dive into all of the things that keep us smart. Because this is the thing, you can sell shoes, you can sell champagne, you can sell whatever. You can sell dreams for all I care. What you have to understand is your mind is the real product. Your thought process is the real business. Your experience, your wisdom, your vision is the reason why you're working for yourself. And when you know that and can honor that, it makes space for your business to grow. So I want to get people on this really strong mental platform, because being an entrepreneur is a daily roller coaster. We may wake up with target goals or not, hopefully with, but you may wake up with goals and you wake up to obstacles, cancellations, refunds, new bills, all kind of stuff that shifts your mindset. Or it could even be the type of person who has no idea what they're doing. They just know this is my calling and I'm supposed to do this. Okay, whatever it is, just know that you are the real product. Until you scale your business and it becomes a small corporation and you have other employees, you, my love, are your business. Act like it. Treat yourself like it. Value yourself like it. When Nike and Apple and all of the manufacturers tell you how much they want, we don't question it. We just give it to them. I want my small business leaders, I want my small business owners, my entrepreneurs to have the same tenacity, confidence, and resolve as these major corporations. And that starts from within. That's not something you can go buy. You can buy a course to teach you how to find it within, but it's here regardless. So energy is currency is helping to draw out those gems so that you can stay focused on what you're trying to do. So I have, before I do anything in business, I make sure that I write it down, flat out. That's just, I respect my thought process. I want you to get into the habit of respecting your thought process, respecting the fact that the thoughts you think create the world around you. Regardless if this is about business, maybe you're just listening in because it's a good thing to listen to, but hear me and hear me well. The thoughts you think determine the world you live in. So if you wake up and give yourself pitiful thoughts, negative thoughts, lazy thoughts, haphazard thoughts, living in the past thoughts all day, you are going to get exactly that. If you wake up with an eager and open mind, an intentional mind, a mind ready to seize the day, carpe diem DMs, you will do it. You are already 10 steps closer. Because what you believe you can do, you will do. Flat out. And that goes for anything. That goes for those toddlers who believe they can just drive a three-wheel down the steps or whatever, all the way down to the rebel, like our favorite Dennis Rodman, right? Dennis Rodman believed that he could do what he was going to do when he was doing it. There was not one person who could convince him otherwise unless it's what he wanted to do. I want y'all to have that same power and force behind your own thought process, especially if you're going to be in business for yourself, because you're going to be your fallback person, your accountant, your human resource, your customer service. Shit, sometimes you're going to be your own carpenter. I've been my own carpenter plenty of times. Call me Bob the Builder because I get to the end. So, The main focus of this episode is to respect your thought process, right? And like I said, that starts with how you interact throughout the day. That starts with how you treat people. That starts with everything, right? But in business, whenever it's time to come up with the dope, creative, or whenever it's time to complete a project, it doesn't have to be dope or creative. It could be as unfun as writing grants sometime or filling out paperwork and applications or completing tasks, right? But if you respect your thought process leading into it, it'll actually make it a little bit better, right? For some people, like myself, my thought process in completing a task is I have to clean up first. My mind has to be as clean as my room, as my whole house. All the laundry needs to be done, the grocery needs to be put up, blankets need to be folded, socks need to be matched. That's just how I work. And for years, I was mad about that because it was like, oh, I'm wasting so much time. I'm wasting so much time because I keep distracting myself thinking that I need to go and clean up. I need to go do something different, right? When in reality, that's my freaking process. That's my behavior. That's my pattern. That's what I've done every single time I had a paper to write or a project to do or I went out of town or took on any type of task. I needed to clean up first, you know? And I got that from my mom wonderfully, gratefully, you know, and that's a wonderful place to be. So I'm encouraging myself, just like I'm encouraging you, stop discrediting that part of the process. It's a part of the process. It's integral to the process. It's necessary to the process. If you have to clean up before you do something else, clean it. Do it. Be excited about it. Play your favorite music. Twerk a little bit. If you could champagne and mop, champagne and I can't champagne and mop. I'm going to fall out. But if you can, do you. Honor your process. Honor what your body and your mind is needing of you so that the landscape is clear for you to focus in on the real task at hand. So take this next few seconds. Like, give yourself a minute. Think over my process. What is the one thing I have to do when I'm doing stuff? Another thing I have to do is I have to have a cranberry Red Bull. So instead of going and wasting $2, $3, $4, $5 every time I needed one, I started buying them in bulk. And that way it's like, okay, cool. I know I'm going to want to drink this. It's my vice, whatever. I know I want to drink this. Why waste my time acting like I don't? Why waste time going to the gas station or to the convenience store every time I want one? So that I can follow through with my process. If that's a part of my process, be proactive about it. Plan for it. Set your schedule for it. For me, I have to add Red Bull to my grocery list. It is what it is. I don't drink coffee. I barely drink tea. Like, that's my only vice in terms of liquid consumption before the liquids, you know. But my whole point is to really focus your energy in on the things that you know you're happy about. And be proactive about the things that make you happy so that you can keep maintain that energy. If the energy shows up with the Red Bull, it's going to be enough energy there to finish the task because I was already excited. I'm not waiting for excitement to haphazardly happen somewhere along the line of my process. I'm setting it up from the beginning. And I want you to be the same type of intentional when you're working on your business. I want you to have the same type of intentions for how you treat your family, for how you treat your work week, with how you prep your clothes, with how you prep your whole presentation. You know, schedule your wash day to go with your events. I mean, be your best, you know, because it's all of those things that we aren't intentional about are the things that distract us when we're supposed to be focusing. For me, if I don't have my Red Bull, I'm typing slow. And I keep thinking, oh, I could have just had a Red Bull. I would have been finished by now, right? When it comes to cleaning up, the whole time I'm pretending to type, I'm looking over at that little dust bunny like I could have cleaned that yesterday. Ooh, if I just go grab a little spray, ooh, oh my God, until I stop and just go do it. So I encourage you to stop BSing yourself. Stop convincing yourself and making up these excuses for why this is that and that is this. And just do the things that make you happy so you can do the things that you love. Flat out. I was having this conversation with my colleague. And I love this woman to death. She's one of the writers for the show. And we were talking about the procrastination around the creative process and getting things done. And we always talk about procrastination, procrastination, procrastination. And she told me this cute story, right? So check this out. Growing up, her dad was a grant writer. Awesome, did a great job at it. But there will always be this moment of procrastination in between actually getting the grant done, you know, beginning the grant and ending the grant. There was a moment of procrastination. And one day she walked in, he was supposed to have been writing, And he had like made this whole teddy bear stuffed animal display for the house. Like it was elaborate. It was it was a thing. And she was like, oh my God, that's where I realized my procrastination came from. And I stopped her dead since. I said, no, he was nurturing his creative process. But we don't respect or honor the creative process enough to, one, strategize it ahead of time, plan for it, two, be proactive about it, make it mandatory, you know, and three, we don't follow through with it with excitement. We treat it, oh, I shouldn't be doing this, even though it's something that's making you happy and it's generally, hopefully, innocent. Okay? So, I said all of that to say, think about what your process is. Step one. Make a list of it, including the stuff that you think is BS, including the stuff that you think is procrastination. If you got to play video games for a day or two before your process is ready, be honest with yourself. If you got to have certain foods in the house, certain snacks, certain drinks, be honest with yourself. If you have to go to the art museum, I have to go to the art museum at least once a quarter just to be in the energy of people who have created dope work. I don't care what it is. I don't care what they create. It's the energy. And energy is currency. And honor your process. Build it in. Make time for it. Allocate time and energy to doing what's going to make you your best you. And that way, when you go into your project, this creative muscle is so strong and honored and nourished that the ideas and the execution come flowing out. Because that's what it's about. It's transforming this energy that's in our minds and our thoughts and our spirits and our souls into the dollars that's going to feed us and give us the lifestyle and the financial freedom that we've been begging for. So I encourage you, honor your process. So this is going to be a short episode. I just want to introduce myself. I just want to give you guys an idea of what you're catching every week. My goal is to let the streets talk. There are so many entrepreneurs and business owners and corporate leaders and just incredible individuals that I want you guys to see and hear, that I want you guys to learn from, who have tips and strategies that you can tap into. I myself, as the professional certified business consultant that I am, will have bi-weekly episodes with just actionable tips. So one week you'll get an episode with a dope interview, whether it's in person or via Zoom because of the coronavirus or travel. Or it'll be me giving you stuff that's actually going to make you money, helping you improve your sales strategy, helping you to be mindful of your human resources and how to empower yourself and them. We're going to talk about legal news, tax deductions, business strategies, social media marketing, traditional marketing options. That's where my strength was in school. We're going to talk about everything that's going to keep you afloat as a business owner. If you have questions, things you want to know, DM me down, baby. Tell me what you need. If I can't find the answer, I'm going to find a resource that is an answer for you, because that's how I've achieved my success as an entrepreneur, and that's how I'm going to share my success as an entrepreneur with you. So, if you are an entrepreneur listening to this show and you want to be featured, you want to promote your product, service, brands, whatever, DM me down, baby. Let me know what's up. Come on the show. I would love to interview you, talk to you, get to know you, and share your gift with the world. Because that's what we need right now. We need more sharing of real gifts. So check this out. You can find all the episodes on YouTube. And this is a visual podcast. I'm so grateful. Or you can find us on the plethora of streaming platforms that we are on, from SoundCloud, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, and like I said, YouTube. And if you want to learn more about business consulting and how to grow your brand and business, visit me online at Blush, BLUSH. Biz, B-I-Z, online, O-N-L-I-N-E.com. And that way, you can get the business on how to mind yours personally and professionally. check me out next week. I will be featuring my brother, my kindred spirit, honey, my soulmate in business, Brandon Uno Williams, the infamous creator behind the Perfect Platinum Pixie Seminar product line and the on-trend look that has the girls going. Check us out as we chat it up. We talk real talk about business, entrepreneurship, and all that jazz. And I look forward to seeing you then. Have a great day. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share with a player. Let's get this money. Y'all have a good day. I love you. I hope you love yourself. Bye-bye.